The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 2-0 in conference play and 5-1 overall. Penn State visits Ohio State on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, open up the questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Tim Maywood, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, Coach, I was wondering if you watch Ohio State on video right now. What stands out about their offense? Where do you see them hanging their hat from your vantage point?
Well, I think, you know, they're fast. You know, they got a bunch of playmakers at the wide receiver position. Their tailback is explosive. He's gonna, you know, it just seems like every game he has two or three runs, you know, big runs that open the game wide open. You know, each week, and then obviously you know, the depth and the talent that they have at the quarterback position is impressive. And Barrett's, you know, having a bigger role in the red zone now. I've been really impressed with Braxton. You know, Braxton, a lot of times you move a guy from one position to another, and it takes some time. You see all these guys that are college quarterbacks that try to make the transition in the NFL after they get done playing, and they struggle with it. Braxton's playing wide receiver. He looks like he's been doing it his whole life. So, you know, the athleticism is the thing that jumps out to you.
Hey, another thing, Christian Hackenberg, you guys seem to have gotten, I mean, we talked to Ohio State players the other day, and you guys seem to have gotten into a pretty good situation now in offense with him, protecting him, et cetera. Do you see him flourishing again? What's just your impression of him now 5-6 games into the season?
It's the same that it's been since we've been here. You know, when you know, our focus has been about, you know, getting the pieces in a puzzle around Christian, getting the offensive line developed and ready to play and playing with confidence. It's about the, you know, receivers and running backs and having a consistent running game and protection. You look at the games where we've consistently been able to protect him, like the bowl game last year. He's played really well. So they're the things that, you know, we've been striving to do since we got here is put him in the best environment possibly to be successful and surround him with, you know, with the type of talent he needs.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Garton Jones with Philadelphia Daily News.
James, a game like this where you face an opponent of this caliber, are you kind of curious to see what Coach Shoup in particular comes up with? It seems like he dips deeper into his bag of tricks for a team of this caliber. What's that process like in the course of the practice week?
And our approach is no different than what it is. Every week, it doesn't matter who we're playing. If we have opportunities to be aggressive, we're aggressive. Look, that's a great opportunity to go play the number one team in the country on the road in a great college environment and look forward to it. But, yeah, you know, our approach each week is the same. If our defense feels it's better to play coverage in a certain down and distance against a certain personnel group, we do that. If we think it's better to be aggressive and attack the quarterback in a certain personnel group in a certain situation down and distance, then we do that. But it doesn't change based on, you know, who we're playing. I would say probably the players, you know, maybe change a little bit in terms of, you know, the environment you're in. No different than us playing a strikeout game or a whiteout game. You don't want them to be that way. You want them to approach every game exactly the same. But, you know, you feel the electricity in the environment and the air, and it has an effect on people.
Just one quick sort of out of left field question. What do you remember about your time working with DJ Crook and, you know, the time when he was reaching that decision to move on to Albany? What do you remember about your time with him?
With who? DJ Crook?
DJ Crook, the quarterback that transferred in January.
I'm happy if you want to set up an interview with Chris at another time. DJ's a great guy. We love him. We're happy he's doing well, but just want to set up a time to interview about that. This call's, you know, more about Penn State and Ohio State.
Our next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, where have you seen the most progress in your team since that opening Temple loss, and where are you looking for the most improvement still as the season plays out?
I think the biggest thing is just overall complementary football. Our offense, defense, and special teams all complement one another and playing in a way that allows us to be successful. You know, so I think that's probably the biggest thing. You know, the turnover margin has been huge for us. We're eighth in the country in that area, so that's been big. And probably, you know, have improved the most, but still have a lot of, you know, room for growth is probably on the offensive line, you know, from week one till now.
And then as a follow-up, after that Temple loss, what did you have to address most with the team to make sure that didn't spiral? You guys have won five since then. Well, take me back to that week where you just had a rebound from that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a number of things. It's about focus on the things that we can control. That's a good football team. They're undefeated now. You know, we feel like obviously we can play better and we've improved each week, and that's really what our focus has been on, and nothing else. You know, it's all been about us. Where we need to do every single day to grow as a program, to grow as an organization, and grow as a team. And that's our approach every single week. And we've done that. You know, that's why we've had success the last 5 weeks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Tom Van Haren with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering your thoughts on Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan State. They're all recruiting at a high level right now, despite being in the same division, same conference. And I wanted to know, do you think the main reason that all four of you can kind of coexist at a high level at the same time because of maybe geographic recruiting strategy, mainly being, you know, you guys lock down Pennsylvania, then the East Coast, Ohio State locks down Ohio, and then they go to the Southeast a little bit. You guys aren't really competing for a ton of the same guys. Do you think that's the main reason why all of you are able to recruit successfully at the same time?
Well, to be honest, I think you're also talking about, you know, different things. And I guess what I mean by that is, you know, the timing of it is different at each place. You know, so you look at Michigan State and Ohio State, you know, their coaches have been there for a number of years and have already established something. You know, you look at us in Michigan, you know, have not been here that long, and we're starting. I don't know if four teams in the same division on the same side all can sustain it at the same time for the same duration. I do think, you know, there's a lot of crossover in recruiting between the schools you just mentioned. I think, you know, obviously timing and things like that factor into it on how many scholarships people have available. But it's really competitive right now, and it's a real challenge, you know, because of all the reasons you stated. I do think, you know, each one of these schools, there is some, you know, geographic things, and there's enough players in most of our footprints to sustain it to a degree and what your approach is. So I think the points you made are accurate, but I think what's going to be interesting is to look at it over the long haul, you know, over the long haul over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. Is that still the case?
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, James, just wondering how you see Carl Nassib interacting with your current walk-ons right now and what his success means to those guys who are obviously trying to rise up.
You know, I don't think it's broken down like that. I mean, I think Carl's impact on our team in general, on the young defensive lineman, on the offensive line, on guys that are trying to establish a bigger role on our team, and just his work ethic and his attitude and his approach every single day. So it's not to a specific group. I mean, obviously, if you talk to our walk-on players, you know, Carl probably holds a special place in all their hearts because it's somebody that they can identify with. But it's not like he's spending or paying extra time with those guys. It's just probably a natural byproduct of how this thing's played out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.